this, Michael.
We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine.
I remember the road warrior, the man we called Max.
Women, a mistake? Or did he do it to us on purpose?
Explorers in the further regions of experience. Demons to some, angels to others.
You'll never understand, Wayne. You and me, we're not even the same species. I used to be you, then I evolved. From where you're standing, you're a man. From where I'm standing, you're an ape.
The ice is gonna break!
I lost my hand! I lost my bride! Johnny has his hand! Johnny has his bride!
If he's struck by a bolt of lightning, then I'm going to blame some of the people in this room. And that I do not forgive. And that I do not forgive.
Wait, what?
Is this it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think this is us. I'm Wes.
And I'm Old Boy.
And this is the Wes and Old Boy Chronicles.
We are...
We're back. We're back.
I got the young understanding of 4-year-old. I got the peace of mind of a killer soul. I got the rationale of a New York cop. I got the patience of a chomping block. Yeah, I said like I do.
Well, listen, we've been gone for a while. Are we happy to be back or what, man?
Yeah, man. Holy shit.
I mean, Jesus. Yeah. It's been a while. And, I've wanted to be back for a long time. I've been missing it. I needed to get back on the microphone, dude. We've got, like, what, 8-9 episodes in the can?
Ridiculous. Yeah, they need to get out there.
They need to get out there. They're ready to get out there. We're in a good place. We got everything lined up. And
all we do is constantly think about doing this and doing more things.
And refining.
And before you know it, we're thinking about doing too many things, and then we're like overloaded and we're like...
It's pretty... We're perfectionists, you know? I mean, like...
Like Spud from Trainspotting.
Or Patrick Bateman.
Yeah.
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street, on the 11th floor. My name is Patrick Bateman. I'm 27 years old. I believe in taking care of myself, in a balanced diet, and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy,
this is so
I'll put
mean.
On an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000.
You do 1,000 now.
He's such a pussy.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Unbelievable. The shape that he gets in for this fucking movie.
I mean, this is like better than Batman.
It shows you.
Yeah.
He's younger here, but it was also his conviction at the time. This was his big fucking reveal into Hollywood. It was gigantic for him. It was really important. It came off well. And they did a lot with...
Then a honey almond.
They did a lot with the...
And on the face, an exfoliating gel.
With the movie, because originally it was a hot property in Hollywood, and originally it was going to be
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yes, so many people were connected.
Do you remember that?
He yes,
was gonna,
I do.
So he was going to do it after he did, what do you call it? The Titanic. And he was going to follow it up. And it was, I remember at the time, it was going to be, what's his name? Oliver Stone.
Oliver Stone
was
going to
direct Leonardo DiCaprio in
what a shame, right?
in I'm talking American, about the wrong fucking movie.
No, it was
American
American Psycho.
American Psycho.
Yeah, he was connected to it. Originally, yes. DiCaprio. I didn't know Stone was, though. That I didn't know.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know
awesome.
It was Oliver.
And how awesome is that?
Would love to have seen that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That would have been great.
But Christian Bale was in Empire of the Sun
when he was
a kid.
Yeah.
Like, one minute he was a kid, and the next minute he was...
He was a
American Psycho.
I know. He was a total American Psycho.
He did a bunch of stuff, but...
He did. I remember Newsies, but I believe he went and got educated, if I'm right. And I think, is that, you know what I mean?
He's a smart actor.
He is. He's one of the Jodie Foster types that went off to the Ivy League school after he was done and said, you know what, I'm going to use this fucking fame, going to a nice school. Probably not Ivy League, but he got educated. And then he went on set for the Terminator movie and started yelling at the lighting guy one day. This is the status he wrote to.
I deserved
it. For one fucking second.
I'm with you, Belle.
What the fuck are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I fucking walk around and rip that? No, shut the fuck up, Bruce. Do I walk?
No!
No! Don't shut me up.
I'm not shutting you up.
Am I going to walk around and rip your fucking lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through? Like this in the background. What the fuck is it with you?
I listen to this so often.
What don't you fucking understand?
What I find liberating about it is him being so natural. I get angry like this.
You got any fucking idea about, hey, it's fucking distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the fucking scene? Give me a fucking answer.
$200 million movie on our backs.
What don't you get about it?
You know what? I'm going to say this.
But I thought he was in...
looking at the light.
Good for you.
I'm sorry.
And how was it?
I love that he did it because it shows his passion in the fucking
business. That's exactly what I was going to say.
And he's defending somebody in the shot. He's defending Bryce Dallas Howard. He starts the argument by saying, you're walking in the middle of her scene. It breaks my concentration.
Look, G, you have fucking something.
He's taking over. He's directing there.
He's yelling at
Mick G. Is fucking backing off, just like, dude, I didn't see it happen. That's why people, you're not seeing movies directed by Mick fucking G anymore. He did some reality shit on MTV. He did an episode of Punk'd, and I remember when I saw him there, I thought, this isn't a serious director. This is a guy that just wants his face out there. But...
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know that that's what's going on. I think anybody who's directing films is passionate about films. But him, Christian Bale, in fucking Terminator.
And let's not have you fucking walking in.
He's trying to become John Connor. Like,
can I have Tom put
he's
this on,
that
please?
Much of an actor that he's trying to take Terminator like Macbeth. He's like fucking I am John Connor.
That's what
this guy's walking in front of him like fucking picking his ass. I'd be like, motherfucker,
what the fuck is
I'm
on your arm?
I'm trying to get into fucking character, motherfucker.
What
I'm
is
trying
that?
To get into fucking character, and you're walking in my shit.
You're killing me,
Christian Bale.
I agree.
With you, baby.
I agree that, and I think that it was good that he did it.
Yeah,
I do. I think it was excellent that he did it.
I love this guy. He's a dedicated actor. I love dedicated actors. I don't think everybody
dedicated
sees
actors.
Everything he does. Out of the Furnace from 2013.
Dude, even The Machinist.
Come
how
on.
Many people have seen The Machinist?
Shit.
What that man has done to put a character on the screen for us, for the audience, the dedication.
Yeah.
And he really did. He got overshadowed in Batman, and he knew what was happening in The Dark Knight.
He did the right thing, though.
He did. He did. And he did the job. His voice got different.
I'm Batman.
He tried a little bit harder in Dark Knight. But
swear
I think,
to me.
You know, yeah, he had this command in that first one, right? That was
you're
like,
right. You're right.
That he didn't seem to exude in the second one.
Yeah, because people and all the fucking fanboy nerds and fucking people who were like, that's not Batman.
Well,
I don't know shit. Didn't get where he was channeling that fucking Dark Knight shit from, man.
I disagree.
That shit was fucking hardcore. You're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
What you talking about, boy? What are you trying to say?
Listen, Willis.
Okay, I agree. All right. I agree to disagree. Go ahead. Tell me what you have to say.
All right, this is my take on it.
Go.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm saying you're fucking wrong. I don't have the movie. Great, I don't have it. I was going to play a clip.
Wait, there's no argument?
Yeah, there's an argument.
What's the argument that you have against Batman, using Christian Bale using that Batman voice in one? I like that.
Okay.
You're saying you didn't like it?
No, are you kidding? I loved it.
Oh, so we're on the same page. What the fuck are you saying?
Hold on. Hold on.
How about that guy who is hanging upside down in that scene? Isn't that the guy from John Carpenter's Vampires? Gets the vampire, sticks his hand in his belly, and rips him in half? I don't know. You didn't see that shit.
Okay, just listen to me.
Fucking John Carpenter's Vampires, bro.
John Carpenter's Vampires, did I see it?
Dude, but you're putting on The Dark Knight, or are you putting on Batman Begins?
Why does it matter? The audience doesn't need to hear what I'm doing. What are you doing? Well, you're peeking behind the curtain, and then you're telling the audience about it. This is fucking audio magic.
Yeah. Here's the Wizard of Oz over here.
What I'm trying to tell you is this.
You let five.
How do you compete with that?
Then you let Dent take your place. Even to a guy like me, that's cold.
Where's Dent?
Those mob fools want you gone so they can get back to the way things were. But I know the truth. There's no going back. You've changed things. Forever.
It was the performance of a lifetime.
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without
Bale
you?
Go back incredible. To ripping off my you can't take it no, away. No. But I'm sorry. No. In this instance,
you complete
what you have is
me. You're garbage.
You have the enemy clearly
don't
overshadowing
like you're not.
The lead of the movie.
Even
you have the
do.
Supporting yeah, actor right. and the enemy. And I think this is a reality based thing. I think that Bale made a comment about it when he won his Oscar for the Mark Wahlberg movie that he did, The Fighter.
The Fighter, yeah.
He did a great film. Great performance. And when he won the Oscar, he thanked Mark Wahlberg and said, I've had to back off and allow my co-stars the room to fucking do their thing. And he's talking about.
I'll show you. When the chips are down, these civilized people, they'll eat each other. See, I'm not a monster.
It was the role of a lifetime.
So that's the thing.
It was the role of a lifetime.
It's the role of a lifetime, and he couldn't, so he did nothing else but get
so
out of the way.
So much to play with, though. This
he got out of the way.
He's such an amazing character.
So I watched the other one the other night.
Jack Nicholson.
And the thing about that one is you can't say that that's a failure. This is a great movie also. I'm saying that because people say that once they compare it to the Dark Knight trilogy, all of a sudden it's like a disaster. Don't you hear that? Negativity about Jack Nicholson's performance?
And I have to say every time the same thing, though. These are graphic novels, comic books written with different tones and different writers writing different stories based on their own ideas. So these are characters being changed right in front of your eyes. This isn't the same Batman. This isn't the same Joker. You know, this isn't the same. Whatever character it's going to be, it's always going to have a different spin on it if it was written by someone else.
Right.
Or it was reimagined, you know, by the filmmaker, because that's what you're getting. The filmmaker gets to put
a different
perspective on the whole thing. He's working with a team to create a tone.
So now, and we're talking about a different time period, and we're talking about a different interpretation.
Exactly.
And what we're really saying here is that he's. I'm trying to find something here.
And you know what? Picking Jack Nicholson when this was made was the right move. Jack Nicholson is crazy. He's crazy. He's a wonderful crazy actor.
Freak. Terrorizes. Wait till they get a load of me.
It's iconic.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
Look at him. Holy shit.
God.
Excellent. Excellent.
So people might not remember.
It's funny, like Batman, like he wakes up from a nightmare. Holy shit.
And it's amazing. The movie, I remember at the time, it opened the door. And now, I mean, that was 1989, and people went nuts for it back then, but, you know, now we're at, and then Joel Schumacher took over the franchise and blah, 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 and then, but then gets resurrected.
Joel
Schumacher.
Well, then there was Batman Returns, though. You can't forget Batman Returns. That was still Tim Burton.
And that was a great movie.
Yeah.
I really liked Batman Returns, man. I really like
that. You know what's so funny is that, really quickly, just to stay with Michael Keaton and Batman, that whole thing that happened recently when when Birdman won the Academy Award. I don't know if anybody, I don't know how many people who are listening to us have seen Birdman or respect Birdman for what it is.
It's fucking amazing.
It's an unbelievable film on so many levels. But one of the levels of the film is the level that the film reflects reality. Michael Keaton was asked to do another Batman, and he did not want to do it. And here's Birdman in the story. He does Birdman 1, Birdman 2. He doesn't want to do Birdman 3, and as a result, he kind of like gets... you don't see him in that many movies after that. Like, here's a guy who should have been like at the top of his game right now. He just did Batman 1 and 2. Then all of a sudden, it's like Hollywood said to him, like, you don't want to do Batman 3? Well, we're going to have to, fuck you over a little. Maybe,
it only supports my whole Illuminati conspiracy theory about Hollywood. Yeah. That it is a whole thing. And, you just cost the business a lot of money because the franchise got taken over and then look what happened. Then look who's going to hire you. Well, the wrong people. Who's there?
What? The Hollywood producers are at our door, bro. We're fucking done. Anyway, you go. Who's there?
I thought this motherfucker was doing a knock knock joke. I don't know. What is he doing? I don't know.
Oh shit! But Birdman.
What about
reflecting reality on so many levels? Birdman is so smart. Birdman won for a reason. There's so, and I love Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu, and he's doing The Revenant, but we're going crazy now. Let's get back to Batman, Tim Burton.
Go.
Hello. Wait, this looks like Dark City.
It is.
You fuck. I love Dark City.
What's a good scene?
This is one of my favorite science fiction movies of all time.
Tell me what the scene is. Where am I going?
When he wakes up in the hotel room. I mean, there's so many scenes you can do with him where Kiefer Sutherland calls him for the first time. You are disoriented. I mean, this is great.
You are confused, aren't you?
It's great.
Oh, this is...
Here it is.
That's all right. I can help you.
Who is this?
I am a doctor. Now you must listen to me.
Kiefer Sutherland.
You have lost your memory. There was an experiment. Something
over the top,
wrong.
Crazy
your memory
professor.
Was erased. Do you understand me?
No, I don't understand. What the hell is going on here?
Just listen. There are people coming for you, even as we speak. You must not let them find you. You must leave now. Hello?
I loved hearing that. I loved seeing Kiefer back in it,
Yeah.
I loved seeing him back in it.
He played a great creepy dude, man.
He did.
Just
he really
so
did.
Mysterious.
He was. He was amazing.
The music. The sounds. When you see the people. The strangers. Where's that sound?
I know they're
when he has the memory flashbacks.
They are great.
Shell Beach.
Well, that was Shell Beach, and I remember Jennifer Connelly.
Jennifer Connelly singing in that club.
That was, and she was so beautiful, but nothing like A Beautiful Mind was. A Beautiful Mind was just, I don't know. I was watching her in that, and that's the one she got the Oscar for.
Yeah.
But
this whole fucking city burned.
So wait, now we're at the Crow?
So we start at the Crow, right? This is where we first meet Alex Proyas.
What happened to... I thought we were... What happened?
Well, that's
the
right,
dark,
that's right
the
there,
city.
But you would have to tell me where to go.
Navigate. I just wanted to hear that.
Yeah, but then I would have to find it, and I'm finding that scanning is hard, so... Okay. There's a giant fucking bird in here.
Mother is the name.
It's a big fucking coming bird up?
The Crow.
It's a squab.
Come here, bird. Bird.
Brandon Lee died on the set of this film.
Unbelievable.
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 And you know who else was unbelievable? His father.
I know.
Bruce.
I know. Bruce this was a Lee. Conspiracy to kill off the seed of Bruce Lee. Lee. They killed him on purpose. If you watch The Game of Death, you'll understand that this was planned the whole time, to shoot him during the filming of a film. Watch The Game of Death. It'll blow your mind. You'll be like, what the hell? Because the real Game of Death movie doesn't exist anymore. So the one you're about to see, if you try and find The Game of Death with Bruce Lee...
What are you talking about?
I'm not ranting. I'm being serious. I'm obsessed with Bruce Lee.
Okay, tell me.
Bruce Lee made a film called The Game of Death that he died during the filming of.
Yes, he did. So they had to shoot around that.
Right, supposedly. Now... If you watch the film, there's another actor playing him in the middle of all of the scenes that he already shot. And one of the scenes, the actor is playing an actor.
You need professional help.
Yes, the actor is playing an actor, and on the set, he's doing a scene where he charges a group of people, and everybody fires at him, but somebody puts a real bullet inside the gun. Hello.
In the movie, The Game of Death.
In The Game of Death, yes.
So you're saying that
Bruce Lee
was killed.
He was killed for a reason. Exactly.
Why?
And his son was assassinated to end his bloodline forever.
Oh, you're.
I swear.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with Bruce Lee.
I know you are, and you got me obsessed with him.
My
you're the one that.
My father took me to see a Bruce Lee double feature when I was like 8 years old.
Is that why?
I was never the
because
same.
Because you showed me Bruce Lee for the first
of
time.
Of course.
No, you did, and you were fucking so pumped by it.
Oh, my God. Love it. Fists of Fury, The Chinese Connection, The Game of Death.
You're the one that introduced me to all of that stuff. Yeah, you did. You did. You introduced me to everything.
It's funny because, those names of those films were translated wrong when they came to America.
Why, so that's not what the names were?
No, The Fist of Fury was called The Big Boss. Don't know why, but...
Yes, right. Fist of Fury was the first film.
Something to
and it,
sell
right.
in our country better, you know? Like, martial arts were sold in our country a certain way, you know, and everybody grew to know them just in that sense, you know? Like, it was either those Saturday afternoon movie, the kung fu movies, the Shaw Brothers.
Okay.
And then Bruce Lee brought a new vibe to it. Oh, no.
So I remember Bruce Lee, and I remember being so dazzled by him.
Oh, he was amazing.
And you coming to my house, and we're kids, man.
Yeah, kids.
And you're coming in there, and you're introducing me to this guy, and...
That my father introduced me to.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You told me that, because I asked you, you weren't just into those kung fu movies. You were into the Saturday afternoon kung fu movies.
Yes, I did. I watched them.
Anybody over 40, and people were over 40.
The Clan of the White Lotus, the Fist
you know
of
what
the White
we are?
Lotus.
We are the generation of Fight Club. That's who we are.
Exactly.
This is us 10 years later, and we're the children of the alternative age, man. We were teenagers during the alternative music age. So my old thing is this. I think that Quentin Tarantino is racist.
You fuck.
And I think that my first understanding that he was racist happened during the filming True Romance when I saw the scene.
Fuck
now,
you
I don't
in the
know.
Ear.
We need to look up that. I need to find out if it was in the original script that he wrote and he gave to Tony Scott the scene that bothers me.
Okay. I don't know. This might have to be...
Frankie, tell Luca to go outside and do you know what?
That's killed the dog.
You think so? I hope so. That dog's name is Rommel, like the German general
you know
during
I am,
World War II.
Mr. Wooley? I give up. Who are you? Antichrist. You got me in a vendetta kind of mood. You tell the angels in heaven you never seen evil so singularly personified as you did in the face of the man who killed you.
Holy
my name is Vincent Cocotti. I work as consul for Mr. Blue Lou Boyle.
Ooh.
The man your son stole from. I hear you were once a cop, so I can assume you've heard of us before. Am I correct?
Blue Lou.
I've heard of Blue Lou Boyle.
Blue Lou Boyle. I love it.
We never see him either.
Of shit on my question you've been asking yourself.
Don't you wish we saw him once?
Yeah, I know.
We're going to have a little Q&A. And at the risk of sounding redundant, please... Make your answers genuine. You want a Chesterfield? No. I have a son, my own, about your boy's age. I can imagine how painful this must be for you, but Clarence...
We're watching two master actors here.
...and a girlfriend of his brought this all on themselves.
I implore you
not to go down that road with that.
It's the most incredible scene in
the
entire film,
the fact
easily.
You never had a choice.
Unfortunately,
look,
rests
I'd like
on
to help you if I could, but I
racism.
Haven't seen Clarence. Yep.
And that might be the point. And I think that's what
you
your argument
that?
Is.
My argument is that's the point. It's
okay.
A realistic
smart,
thing taking place here.
Slander and all.
Unfortunately, racism exists.
Fucks you all up.
Unfortunately, certain
pain
people are more
your brain,
racist
your eyes
than other
fill
people.
Up with water.
And I say more racist
and it
because
kind of
I'm
fun.
Pretty sure that
but what
racism
I have to offer
is instilled
you,
in everybody.
That's as good as it's
going to
get.
And, you know, it's just how we develop as people to let that shit go.
We talk to your neighbors.
But this is real. This is realism.
They saw a Cadillac.
This is how these guys would play this.
Right.
This guy is an Irishman.
Clarence was purple Cadillac. Parked
this is an Italian.
This guy is a Sicilian.
A proud Sicilian. Yeah. From the mafia.
You seen your son?
But I mean,
I've seen him.
I get it. It
I can't
be
sure of how much
your
of
end
told
is. It
yourself.
Bothers you to hear the word.
It bothers me to hear the word.
It's a comfortable word. It's terrible.
It's a terrible word. It's associated, associated to terrible things. My mother was called that because the dumb fucking ignorant fucking dickhead motherfuckers that called her that didn't know the difference between a dark skin Nicaraguan and a black person, and they were calling him a nigger. I'm sorry, I don't even want to say that word. I hate saying the word, but
I think you should go back and beep it out.
I'm not going to. Yeah, maybe I'll beep people, but I got to tell you, the word is awful, and what it brings up in me is just hatred.
Fuckhead
that he is.
Left his driver's license.
I find
dead man's hand.
All right. Quentin Tarantino, he abuses the word. And he uses it in a lot of his early stuff.
It was a major fucking
and what bothers me about
that is, I don't know.
I just find him racist. I even thought that Django Unchained was racist.
Oh, God. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I do think it's racist.
Do you remember when he used the word in Inglourious Bastards? He used the N-word in that movie.
Where did they go?
He did.
Exactly, and he did, because it was during World War II, and it took place in a time
Clarence
it wasn't necessary, it wasn't around, it didn't have to be said,
he shows
it wasn't
up
realistic if they did say it. So him
saying
it in Django during, you know, the antebellum South slavery film, it's going to be said. If, you know, this guy wants to insult this guy, this is what he does. He goes for the throat.
He goes for the throat, and the throat is to tell him, and I'm just going to skip to it. I'm sorry. You should really see this movie, people. If you haven't seen it, then I don't know what to tell you. But I don't think that it's necessary, and unfortunately, it ruins an amazing scene for me between two fucking amazing
actors.
I'm
going to tell you something, okay? My mother is part Sicilian, okay? So her mother is Sicilian.
Yeah?
And my grandmother
is
Sicilian.
Go ahead, okay.
And as a result of that, we have heard this in the past about Sicilians. People would insult us knowing we were Sicilian, saying things like using the N-word because
it's not.
They said it had been said that they had black blood in them.
Okay,
and that's what changed them.
Okay, but that isn't an insult, is my point. And you understand what I'm saying?
I get that you're saying it's not an insult, but having it said to a Sicilian,
I understand
it became
an insult. The intent of this scene is that.
Here's a fact. I don't know whether you know or not. Sicilians were spawned by niggas.
Okay, now here. Do you need to go there?
Well,
how
this
many
is what
different
he's doing.
Why can't you
both
say this? Why can't you say they're spawned by black people if you're trying to insult him?
Why didn't he just say African Americans?
Well, because they weren't African Americans at the point.
Okay, so why didn't he just say Moors? Spawned by the Moors.
Black blood.
But why not stick to the Moors?
Listen.
I understand why you're saying it, because this conversation would happen this way.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If you were in this trailer with them.
And the Moors are niggas.
He was trying to fuck with them. This is what he would be saying.
Right.
Now, I get it.
An Irish cop, racist. A gangster from Sicily, racist.
We don't even know if he's racist. Well, he's got to be if he's using it as an insult. Right. If he's using it as an insult, then obviously.
An Irish cop during this time, retired already, everybody knows he was raised as a racist.
Well,
okay.
They changed the
because
whole bloodline forever.
Unfortunately, that's the way they were.
But the whole fucking point of this
I get
is
it. Why is it an insult to
and
call
what I'm
somebody?
Saying, what I'm saying is, you know,
it's
fucking
amazing to me.
This is only one instance of us seeing Tarantino do that. We've had this argument. This is only one time. But you know that there are countless other movies, almost in every other movie. You brought up one. Okay, so I'm supposed to congratulate you.
Because that's how these characters
did use the N-word. Did the N-word come up in Jackie Brown? Did the N-word come up in Kill Bill?
Of course
it did. Did it come up in Reservoir Dogs?
Wait, hold on.
Did it come up in Pulp Fiction?
I just don't remember.
I don't remember either.
In Kill Bill. See, I don't know why. It was said in Jackie Brown. It was said in Pulp Fiction.
And it was said in Reservoir Dogs.
So it was said in Django Unchained.
So my issue is that.
And you're great-great-great-great-grandmother. Fuck the nigger.
And this isn't even his movie. And it's just his script.
Right.
You know? No. We're just talking about, but it's something that's come up before.
Let me ask you something. If you made a film about a guy who was a racist, would you let him use the word?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this
would.
Is what I'm saying.
If well,
it's
no.
Not, if
I
it's
don't,
not realistic, no, it's maybe not needed, would, it won't be there.
Maybe. I don't know what I would
I
no.
think that there's only one time in all of Tarantino's career that it felt a little forced and overused.
When
and that was in Pulp Fiction when he himself said what he said.
Oh, right.
In
him
the garage,
as the actor.
Whatever. It just
only,
felt. It just, it was awkward.
Okay, understood. But yeah, yeah.
I can't,
had a weird energy to it.
It just
almost
had a weird
like
energy
he,
to
like
it.
Like he was pushing, like he,
but
he
I
was
just,
over,
I
he was
believe,
abusing it. He was abusing it a little bit.
But
and,
I truly, truly, truly believe that Quentin Tarantino is in love with black culture, is in love with black music, is in love.
Well, see,
but
I believe
a, but
that
I also
too.
Believe he's in love with everything, Asian, everything. But he even the character of Jimmy in Pulp Fiction is married to a black nurse.
Right.
Who is
a black nurse, right?
You know,
right.
And for
she
all
is
intents
actually
and purposes, Jackie Brown in some sense.
Right. She is the hardcore. Yeah, she's the hardcore chick
look
of
at,
the house. She's
look
the one,
at Marcellus Wallace. He's black. He's married to a white woman. It's just all.
And the main character's black, and you know I get that. And the main gangster's black, and he's
well. The two gangsters are black and
they
white.
Are, they
you
are.
They are Travolta and Jackson. I mean,
I know. No, I know. But I don't know. I just don't like how free he is with the word. I just don't.
This
I don't,
entire film is off. In so many ways.
But
and
it's
what I'm
amazing.
Saying is off. They go to this apartment at 7:30 in the morning, almost 8 a.m.
Right.
And they interrupt these kids who look like a bunch of college dorks. What could they have taken from Marcellus Wallace that they get to get killed for?
Well,
like, what is going on here? It's just so off.
Well,
look at Jimmy, my partner, Jimmy, over into, you know, whatever beach.
And
he doesn't fit. He's not a gangster.
Yeah, right.
Tarantino doesn't look like a gangster. He's wearing a robe.
But
I mean,
he's
just,
and he's a good actor.
It's great.
But you're saying that the only, you know, real screen time that he has, and he's a great actor.
Right.
He is. He's. I think that he's undercredited as being an actor.
I think he's doing his impression of James Cagney in this scene. It
do
just
you?
Feels like James Cagney. He's
God
doing some
damn,
James
Jimmy,
Cagney shit.
This is some serious gourmet shit. Me and Vincent would have been satisfied with some freeze-dried Taster's Choice,
great
right?
Look on his face.
He sprays this serious gourmet shit on.
Shut the fuck up, Julie.
What flavor is this?
Knock it off, Julie.
What?
I don't need you to tell me how fucking good my coffee is, okay? I'm the one who buys it. I know how good it is. Bonnie goes shopping, she buys shit. I buy the gourmet expensive stuff because when I drink it, I want to taste it. But you know what's on my mind right now? It ain't the coffee in my kitchen. It's the dead nigger in my garage.
Oh,
why?
Jimmy, don't eat more.
Why?
It feels
why?
Forced.
I'm gonna ask
yeah,
you
you're
question.
Right.
When you
just,
can pull
and it
in
is
here,
forced.
Did you notice a sign out in the front of my house that said dead nigger storage?
This whole,
Jimmy, you know
the
I
whole,
see
part,
this
the whole
did
thing
you
does.
Notice a sign in the front of my house
it's
that said
so
dead
weird
nigger
that
storage?
Samuel Jackson is actually afraid of him in some way.
I did.
You feel it?
You know why
he's
you didn't
like,
see that sign?
You know.
Because it ain't there, because storing dead niggers ain't my fucking business. That's why.
But Jimmy, we're not going to store them.
No. Don't you fucking realize, man, that a Bonnie comes home and finds a dead body in her house, I'm going to get divorced. All right, no marriage counseling, no trial separation. I'm going to get fucking divorced, okay? And I don't want to get fucking divorced. I mean, you know, fuck. I mean, I want to help you, but I don't want to lose my wife doing it, all right?
Jimmy, she ain't going to leave.
Don't fucking Jimmy me, Jules, okay?
Okay.
Don't fucking Jimmy me.
Fuck yeah.
There's nothing that you're going to say that's going to make me forget that I love my wife, is there?
Holy shit.
He's good.
Yeah.
Now look, you
fucking
know,
guy's good.
He's she comes awesome. Home from work in about an hour and a half.
She works the
graveyard
night shift.
Shift. At the hospital.
The hospital.
You got to make some phone calls. You got to call some people. Well, then do it.
Do it.
And then get the fuck out of my house before she gets here.
It's cool in the gang. You know, we don't want
it's
fucking
cool
shit
in the gang.
All I want to do is call my people, get them bringing us in. That's all.
You don't want to fuck my shit up. You're fucking my shit up right now. You're gonna fuck my shit up big time if Bonnie comes home. Do me that favor, all right? My phone is in my bedroom. I suggest you get going.
The pinky and the ring finger.
I say she comes home.
Talking about whether Jimmy's wife is... She'll damn right, she'll freak.
And then they show you that
no
nice sequence.
Shit, you'll freak.
No shit,
that
you'll
no
freak.
That ain't no kind of answer.
That ain't no kind of
I mean,
answer.
You know I don't. How much a lot or a little.
I love him in this.
It's great.
You got to appreciate what an explosive Bonnie element situation. This Bonnie situation.
You have to appreciate this.
She comes home from a hard day's work, finds a bunch of gangsters in the kitchen doing a bunch of gangster
Watch
shit.
Watch Tarantino.
Ain't no telling what she's liable to do.
What's he doing?
He's like, a motherfucking piss. All I want to hear from your ass is, you ain't
so
got no problem, Jules. I'm on the motherfucker. Go back
the
in
boss.
There, kill them niggas out, and wait for the cavalry, which should be coming
that.
Directly.
I know, I never
You ain't got no
that.
Problem, Jules. I'm on the motherfucker. Go back in there and chill them niggas out, and wait
there
for the wolf,
again.
Who should be coming directly.
Well... Oh, yeah, that's different.
Wolf,
that
but
is...
then he changes it here. Watch.
Shit, Negro. That's all you had to say.
But that's way different. I mean, first of all, it's still written by fuck. And how are they having a dinner party?
9
exactly
a.m.
9 in the morning.
9 a.m. It's a fundraiser, I heard. It's a fundraiser.
That's the only thing that makes sense. But
yeah.
Still, drinking champagne at a fundraiser?
Well, it is California. It is L.A. It is Hollywood. It's, you know,
we
wherever he's.
It.
I'm
we
over in this
it.
Hills. I'll be there. It takes me 40 minutes to get there. I'll be there in 20.
And well, we forgive it for some reason. Yeah, right. I mean, it's great, you know. But I find that he, in that film, he could be using a lot of different words. He could be saying a lot of different things, and that's what he's saying. That's what he's focusing
on,
right?
I just want to let Tarantino know right now that Old Boy is a big fan, and Wes is kind of on the fence.
I love you. Watch your fucking mouth, or one day somebody's going to come over and knock it off. It would easily be me.
No,
I would
he doesn't mean that.
I would happily
he
say,
doesn't mean that.
Look, Tarantino, I love you. But you need a smack in your fucking mouth.
You're not
and
saying
every
this.
Time, every time I sit in
Disclaimer.
Front of one of your movies
Security.
And I hear this,
Security.
And I hear
yeah.
this word come out,
no,
and
gotta,
I know that you've written it on
him.
Paper, and that you've handed it to
control,
a fucking director,
bro.
And that somehow this project has gotten green light, and you've somehow put that word out there into potentially billions of households. You've injected billions of people. I have this, what are this, 4 billion people on the
Quentin
planet?
Quentin Tarantino.
Let's see a billion people say,
has created
see
own
this movie.
Genre.
You are spreading it.
The Quentin
there
Tarantino film.
I just think.
It's a genre.
I really, you know who I love, man? I don't love that.
I think at this point, smack in the mouth, you need to say you're sorry.
I'm not going to say I'm fucking sorry.
I bet you he is. More into black culture, he cares more about.
I totally disagree.
All right,
I totally
All right.
disagree.
Okay,
I totally disagree.
I'm gonna say I'm out of this with you.
Are you?
Yeah. I think he's fantastic. I think he's a master filmmaker.
So what? You're not gonna back me up?
Nope.
What kind of brother? What kind of brother are you?
The kind of brother who loves Quentin and you don't.
Well, I mean that's not this true, but
he's a genius.
I don't not love him. I just find that, I don't know. Just watch your fucking mouth. Let me make a different point, all right?
You better watch it. You better watch your mouth. You know what?
No, here's a different point from a different standpoint.
You don't
I
want to
talk a little.
Tarantino
I want to talk a little.
My presence.
Let's talk a little Spike Lee.
Oh, now okay? We're going to go to Spike. You're trying to get right back at Quentin for this. I like Spike, though.
Malcolm X. The scenes where Baines shows Malcolm X. This is Malcolm X, and this is the scene where Baines, the character of Baines, the one that will escort and introduce the Muslim religion to Malcolm Little, who will become Malcolm X, and he says you down to their core they are taught to understand us as being evil and black and less than them, and down to their core they have taught that, and we have to unteach it from ourselves. Just read it in the dictionary. So they take out a fucking dictionary. Webster's dictionary.
Black, destitute of light, devoid of color, enveloped in darkness, hence utterly dismal or gloomy, as the future looked black.
Pretty good with them words, ain't you?
Soiled with dirt,
an amazing
foul, sullen, hostile,
Denzel Washington.
As a black day. Foully or outrageously wicked as black cruelty. Indicating disgrace, dishonor, or culpability. And there's others. Black male, black bald, black guard.
Yeah, well, there's something all right.
Let's look up white.
Nice.
Okay.
Just this listen. Is coming right from Spike Lee, though.
Right, but from right from the other side. A brother, white. Man.
I'm into it.
I just
color
love
of pure snow.
I love everybody. And I hate
I
everybody.
Know, I feel you do.
All the rays of the love spectrum. And
hate. It's so amazing.
The opposite of black.
The opposite of black. Okay, nothing too bad so far, right? Yeah. But what else?
Free from spot or blemish.
Huh.
Innocent.
Pure. White?
Huh. There's something. Without evil intent.
Without
harmless.
Harmless.
Honest, square dealing, and honorable. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
This was written by white folks, though, right? I mean, this white folks book. This sure ain't no black man book.
So Ernest Dickerson behind the camera. If you read doing the beautiful words, cinematography
you have to take everything
to this
the white man
1992
it
masterpiece.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Denzel's
Denzel
like
plays
fire.
Three separate characters in the film. He's the hustler.
Let's start at the beginning.
He's the hustler.
We'll
and he's the fucking
write them down.
And the
find
pimp.
Out what they mean. Here.
The hustler and the pimp.
The first
then
word, aardvark.
Then he becomes the devout Muslim and the leader. And then he becomes separated from the Muslim religion. And he lives as his own. He forms his own sect of the religion.
Yeah.
But they come and kill him. All right? They fucking take him out. And he has to play three separate incarnations of himself. It's mind-boggling. And this is only fucking Do the Right Thing came out 3 years before this, man.
This and Do this the Right Thing must be his two best films that
I,
he's
this
ever
is,
made.
This is his powerhouse.
Yeah.
This is what he does. He did everything he could. We were talking before. He couldn't get funding from Warner's to finish the film, so he called up as many prominent African American entertainers as he could. He got Oprah Winfrey. He got Michael Jackson. He got Bill Cosby.
What about Tarantino? Did he have? Oh,
no.
Black. Oh, okay.
No,
sorry.
You know why he didn't get Tarantino?
Because Tarantino's white.
Well, he's white, and yeah, right.
Do you think that? Do you imagine being Spike Lee? You have to actually hate Pulp Fiction. You're like, you know,
yeah.
People like, yo,
yeah,
Pulp Fiction. You're like, yo, fucking that movie sucks.
I would totally
imagine
under,
you have to hate would, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
that
right.
sucks. And then Tarantino has to hate Do the Right Thing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know. Does he hate
I
it?
I heard Tarantino had said,
what?
Spike.
What? Don't know
Spike,
way.
Spike, fuck you. If you don't know what I mean, then fuck you. And nobody likes your movies anyway.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Something
like
that.
I don't
that.
Believe that you said that. Are
like,
you kidding?
Sweet Dick Willie.
Are you wait?
Yeah,
tell me,
maybe.
Tell me you're kidding.
First of all, Italian Americans on my wall only. This is my pizzeria.
Okay, but I don't understand. I don't understand. Wait,
so
tell me again.
Spike Lee fired at Tarantino about his racist words in his films, and Tarantino told him, This is how it is. This is my movie. This is why it is. Blah, blah, blah. If you don't get it, then sorry. And, you know, he fired back and said, called him a racist, blah, blah, blah. Tarantino eventually said something to the effect, like, nobody likes your movies anyway.
And talking about the amazing...
I don't know that he's saying that, but that's why I'm saying, imagine you had to be one of these guys and hate two great movies.
Yo, so Mookie.
You know, brothers up on the wall.
Mookie.
What?
No. You know, brothers up on the wall.
Man, ask Sal, right?
Hey, Sal, how come we got no brothers up on the wall here?
You want brothers on the wall? Get your own place. You can do what you want to do.
Fucking Spike,
you
I love you.
Put your brothers and uncles and nieces.
Spike,
and
I love you, man. I love you. I love you. I've written you
see?
Before.
But this is my pizzeria.
God
American
damn.
Italians on the wall.
God bless you, man.
Take it easy, man.
Huh?
You.
Hey. You're a fighter.
Don't stop.
I love the guy.
Yeah, that might be fine,
look.
Sal, but he's
still in the background. Still in the background.
American Italians
Great.
Eating in here. All I
look,
see is black.
You know who this is?
So
Giancarlo Esposito.
Of course.
You know who he played?
Gustavo Fring.
In fucking Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said. Gustavo Fring.
Unbelievable, right?
Awesome.
Such a dynamic actor.
Oh,
he also plays one of
yeah,
he plays one of Malcolm X's
I'm
assassins also.
Yeah.
He's scary.
He played a great character on Revolution that got canceled.
Suppose I busted your head.
Right. It did get canceled.
Mookie.
Yeah. It did.
Mookie, you want to get your friend out of here? Well, are you going to kick me out now?
We love it.
Boycott Sal's.
Boycott Sal's.
On the wall, you know, Malcolm X, Nelson Mandela, you know, Michael Jordan. Come on,
get him out.
Tomorrow.
I'm trying to get him out. I paid his life. I know you paid for it. Let's go.
Yeah, all right, all right. So you're kicking me out. Beat me in the head and gonna kick me out, right?
Come on, let's
go. Okay, bet. Yeah, all right.
Yo, man.
Yeah, look, I paid for my... Look, boycott Styles.
Go.
That's it.
Styles.
I got your boycott swinging.
Boycott Styles. Yo, what you laughing at? I paid for my slice, man. Yo, man, I spent much money.
Love it.
What are you trying to do?
What am I trying to do? Man, I want some brothers up on the wall, man.
I gotta work here, man. You fucking my shit up, man.
This is keeping me sound,
man. You fucking me up.
I ain't trying to fuck you up.
Some people are born to be filmmakers. Am I right?
Yeah. Come back.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I know, and I'm not... Look, I'm honestly... When you watch what the contribution to film that Tarantino has done, even down to what I was talking to you about before, 70 millimeter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just find that he's...
He loves the process. He loves film. Yeah, he loves the whole process.
And I'm not taking away from what he's contributed.
I got into this to do film, like to work with film, to shoot on film. I love his passion, man. He loves all film. He's a big film lover.
He is a big film lover. And we are film lovers. And are you a TV lover? Me too?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of time, though. It's too much time to watch, every episode of all these different shows.
Right.
There's too much great TV out there. Who the hell has time
to watch all this great TV?
You fuck.
All right, this is Wes.
And this is Old Boy.
And we're fucking out of here.
Ciao for now.
Love you guys.
Choose a family.
Pray to me.
Television. Choose washing machines, cars, compact displays. Till
next time, same bad time,
same bad channel.
Choose good health, low cholesterol, and dental insurance. Choose fixed interest mortgage repayments. Choose a starter home. Choose your friends. Choose leisure wear and matching luggage. Choose a 3-piece suite on hire purchase and a range of fucking fabrics. Choose DIY.